Hello, New Covenant. My name is Ellen Dulkey, and my job is to share a warm welcome to everyone listening to this online worship service. A little over 2 years ago, I visited New Covenant one Sunday morning, not too long after Melissa started as associate pastor. And when I met her down at the coffee pot, I instinctively welcomed her to New Covenant, which may have seemed weird to her since she worked here and this was her first time seeing me. So although I'm here to welcome you, I want to receive and acknowledge the welcome of those of you who helped build New Covenant across the many years before I first arrived in 2010. It's a real honor to celebrate this fellowship with you all today, however far away in space or time you're listening to this. Because we'll have so many folks visiting the sanctuary for the first time ever or in a long while, Renee asked me to say a bit about the massive art piece that hangs from the ceiling toward the front of the window side of the sanctuary. You can certainly see photos of it on our website. So I will say three things about it. The first is that it was a thesis project by a beloved member of our extended New Covenant family, Laura Wenstrom, and it's called Mass. In her artist statement, Laura assembled a list of 16 definitions for that word mass to help us make meaning of the piece, including a collection of incoherent particles, parts, or objects regarded as forming one body, and also the celebration of the Eucharist. Another way we sometimes talk about this piece is that it's a whimsical, Dr. Seussical representation of the kind of bridge that New Covenant tries to honor in our connections to God, to one another, to this community, and to all creation. For a time, this fellowship meditated on the metaphor of a bridge, and also the acronym BRIDGE, which we used to announce and describe ourselves: biblical, relational, intergenerational, doing justice, giving freely, embracing diversity. The last thing I'll share is something that occurred to me as I prepared to welcome you here this morning, that as much as this piece helps us understand New Covenant as a collective, for a lot of us, and I'll definitely say for myself, this piece is a beautiful visual for the seemingly but not actually random and loopy paths on which God and I have pursued each other in this place. As I said, I first came to this building in 2010, but actually the first time my life was touched by New Covenant was in 2000, when I was an eighth grader in the southwest suburbs of Chicago, and my mom signed up for a program where she learned from Barb and Lester Pritchard how to navigate the Illinois State Legislature as an advocate for the needs of my brother and other people with disabilities. New Covenant looped back into my life 4 years later when in 2004 I joined a volunteer tutoring program at the University Y where Bobby Fine served as a mentor. And so in the confusing chaos that was life as an 18 through 21 year old, I had the sometimes refuge of going to Vic and Bobby's beautiful garden and sitting on the peaceful back porch, soaking in some wisdom and love from an elder. Another loop. By 2010, I was teaching at Urbana High School and going to grad school when I took a class in graduate school with the late, great Willie Somerville on African-American sacred music. Mr. Somerville had us going to various church services across town, and I found my half-conscious, lefty, intellectual disdain for religion starting to dissolve a bit. So when Mark Foley invited me here one Sunday, I was actually open to it. I wonder if God breathed a sigh of relief then, like, finally, I got her here. I've been reaching and reaching all these years. I know I felt a tremendous relief when I finally landed here, in God's presence with you all and with this living legacy that you built. I was here for 4 years and then, like some of you, I moved away. So looping back to the start of this welcome, it was a Sunday in April 2024, and I was welcoming Melissa like I'd never been away for a decade. My mom was dying, and I sat here in God's presence with all of you, weeping, and knowing for sure that it was time for me to come back to Champaign-Urbana, specifically back to New Covenant, to be here with you in this season of mourning and change for me. So it is really with all sincerity that I thank you for being here now and in the past, participating in all of the seemingly, but not actually, random and loopy ways that each of us has, and we all have together, nurtured this home for God's love. You are so very welcome in this space and in this moment, exactly as you are.